Luke chapter 9, if you would please. If you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God. Luke chapter 9, we're going to begin in verses 23 through 27, then skip down through verses 57 to 62. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come into his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Now skip down through to verse 57, and let's read through verse 62. And it came to pass, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus then said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I believe that this passage of scripture adequately describes this word follow. The word follow, I think all of us would kind of understand that it means to follow after something, right? And you don't want to use the word in the definition of the word. But I'll just read the primary definition to you. It says this, to go after or behind. Okay, that's what we think of as following, right? So if I'm walking like this, then there's something or someone behind me or after me that's going in the same direction, right? Same path, if you will. It says to walk or ride or move behind. It says this, though, but in the same direction. So as Jesus says, follow me, right? We're expecting for people to go after him or behind him in the same direction as he spoke to the disciples, right? When he called them out. He said, follow me, right? And they did. And all throughout Jesus' ministry, we see how people followed him everywhere. They thronged him. There were crowds that gathered, and they were just following Jesus. You see, but that's a really shallow, simple form of the word. It is. And that's where the majority of Christianity is, unfortunately. Now, it also says, this one is a little deeper, a little more, I think the proper word is ardent, to pursue. So if you're going to pursue something, that has a little more feeling to me, right? That has a little more urgency. That has a little more depth to it if you're going to be pursuing someone or something, right? Yeah, I think so. Not just aimlessly or just mindlessly walking behind or after or in that particular direction, but to really try to keep up with, maybe, or try to go after on purpose, to pursue. How about this one? To accompany or attend in a journey. That's good, right? Because that means we're going somewhere with that someone. Shouldn't we live that kind of life with Christ? Absolutely. How about this? I like this one. To follow means to be consequential, to result from, as effect from a cause. You know, if we're going to be a follower of Christ, we've been affected by his cause. Amen? Something has changed in us. Now we're a follower. Remember, the people in Antioch were called Christians first in Antioch. And in the book of Acts, we know that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin, they recognized that these men had been with Jesus. Because they were followers of him. They had been affected. Jesus had rubbed off on them. There was a cause and effect experience because of the Holy Spirit, because of salvation through Christ. They were followers. To follow can mean to pursue with the eye. To keep the eyes fixed on a moving body. What does the Bible say about our eye being single? Are we supposed to be looking above, seeking those things which are, but we're supposed to be watching? I mean, that has a lot to do with it. Are we that kind of a Christian as a follower of Christ? How about this? To imitate is to follow. To imitate. We're supposed to be conformed to the image of His dear Son. We're supposed to have this mind, the mind of Christ in us. We're supposed to act like Jesus acted and talk like Jesus talked and be like Jesus was. We're supposed to imitate Him. We're supposed to get closer and closer to being like Christ or Christ-like in our lives. You know that word I mentioned, Christian, before? It literally means little Christ. Does the world see Jesus when they look at you? Are we a follower of Christ? Are we following Christ to imitate, to copy, to follow a pattern or model? Did you know that there was all these definitions to the word follow? How many of you knew those? Come on, be honest. How many of you thought it was shallower than that? How many of you had no idea how deep this well is? Okay. Neither did I, to be honest. I knew some of them, but not as many as there that were there. I'm not even halfway through the list yet. To follow means to embrace, to adopt, and maintain. Or to have and entertain like opinions. To think or believe like another. Wow. Now, this is where it gets a little difficult. God says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts aren't your thoughts. See, my thoughts are higher. The way of man is not in himself. Folks, if we're going to follow God, if we're going to follow Christ, if we're going to follow the Word of God, we have to abandon our thinking and adopt His thinking. Let this mind be in you. We talked about that, right? Other places in Scripture, it says that we can accomplish this through the renewing of our mind. Hey, God's economy, the way God does things, does not match up with the world. We can't continue to follow the world and its philosophies and its ideology and expect to live for God. We can't do it because they're incompatible. They do not compute one with the other. So if we're going to embrace, to adopt and maintain, to have or entertain like opinions, to think or to believe like another. Remember, this is where that word understand comes into effect. Because God's not moving. When we come into line with Him, then we certainly understand. And if you will, until we conform or we embrace or we imitate and copy and entertain like opinions or think and believe like He does, then we're followers. Then we are a true follower of Christ. To follow means to obey. To follow means to observe. To follow means to practice. To follow means to act in conformity to. To follow means to adhere to. To follow means to honor. To follow means to worship. To follow means to serve. To follow means to be led or guided by. To follow means to use, to practice, or to make the chief business of a matter. That's what to follow means. Now, I did not include the intransitive definitions. These are just some of the transitive definitions. And these are not all of the definitions. But can I tell you something? I hope you maybe have a greater appreciation for the words that Jesus spoke, follow me. As a Christian, we need to understand what Jesus said in these verses from 57 to 62. He said, hey, Lord, I will follow thee. So the man is speaking in his shallow definition of the word follow. And Jesus says, let me tell you a deeper definition. You see how this is going? He says, no. No, you won't. Jesus said to him, he said, hey, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his head. He knew that this man did not understand the word follow. And then another says, oh, Lord, excuse me. He said, Jesus did unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, you don't know the definition of the word follow either. That's in the Greek, in case you were wondering. He began to explain to him, hey, that's not following. That's not following. Let the dead bury their dead. You say, oh, how crude of Jesus to say such a thing. I mean, that's the man's father. The guy said Jesus told him to follow him, and he said he would, but he said, I want to first do this. No, that's not following. And another said in verse 61, Lord, I'll follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at my home and my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. He says, you don't understand the word follow either. And folks, after I thought about all that, I thought about our lives as Christians and just how shallow we are as followers of Christ. And I'm not standing here placing any blame just on you or on this local church, but I'm gonna look right here as well. We need a deeper appreciation for this word follow. I'm going to read to you a few passages of scripture. And now knowing what you know about this word follow, I want you to feel the sentiment of these passages of scripture. It's not just, oh, that's the direction Jesus is going, I'm going to go that same direction too. It's deeper than that. It's more intense than that. And there's no question in my mind that that's exactly what Jesus was trying to say in the latter part of Luke chapter 9. He's saying, you guys really don't understand what it means to follow after someone. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus called out these fishermen, Simon and Andrew and James and John. And he called them, and they immediately left their ship and their father and followed him. Now you know these men, they had ups and downs in their ministry, didn't they? There were times where they were true followers of Christ, and then there were times like Peter experienced in Mark chapter 14. And the Bible tells us, and Peter followed him afar off. You know that story, don't you? Warming himself by the fire. I don't know the man. I don't know the man. I bleepity bleepity bleep don't know the man. You understand that not just Peter, but all the disciples except for John scattered that night. You know, John went with him into the judgment hall there. In John chapter 6, not just the 12 that were called out, but and Peter himself. But remember when Jesus got to speaking some hard sayings? From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? That's the kind of life some Christians lead. Things get too hard. Things get too difficult. Oh, that word of God, that Bible expects too much of me. My local church expects too much of me. I quit. We need to learn to follow God completely. Not just be one that's looking for the miracles, looking for the food. Some followed him because they were going to get fed. Some followed him because they were going to get healed. Some followed him because they figured out he was the true Messiah. Some were easily offended. Some stuck it out to the end. How are we going to be as far as following God? Following Christ. Can I tell you something? Brother Losey spoke of the things over in some of the foreign countries. Are we going to give up or are we going to keep going for Christ? Because let me tell you something. Have you noticed the temperature of things in our country today? Toward Christianity? Toward believers? It's not going to get any warmer. It's going to keep getting colder. What kind of a follower of Christ are we going to be? How deeply are we going to go through with this word, follow? I mentioned in the definition that to follow means to imitate. The number one example that we are to imitate is Jesus Christ. Paul said this in Philippians 3, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. Who is Paul following after? He's following after Christ. He said that I may apprehend for that which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, I'm pressing toward the mark. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul wasn't following the law. He lived that life. He had the t-shirt already. He was following something better. The Lord Jesus Christ. And he wanted the Philippians to follow him. He wanted the Corinthians to follow him. He wanted the Ephesians to follow him. He wanted Timothy to follow. He wanted Titus to follow. He wanted the people in Rome to follow. That's why he wrote all these letters. Paul said this over in 1 Corinthians. He told them, be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. That's what he said. He said, don't just follow me, but follow me as I follow Christ. I think he was serious about that. In Timothy, Paul tells him, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. He said, Timothy, be a follower of Christ. Be an example. John wrote and told in 3 John, he said, "Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God. He that doeth evil hath not seen God." He said, "Demetrius hath a good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true." Peter wrote and said, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps." We're supposed to be followers. Over in 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter writes, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you? If ye be followers of that which is good." You understand that God wants us to be followers. Paul wrote in Ephesians, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor." Remember, we talked about Peter, who followed Christ afar off. Remember what happened in John 21? Christ took the time to restore Peter. You know what he said at the end of that restoration? He talks to Peter and he says to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus saith unto him, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, "Follow me." That's interesting. Because three times Jesus addressed Peter and said, "Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep," right? He said those words. And he tells him to do that task and to accomplish that. He tells him what's going to be kind of coming up for him in his life. And then he ends his restoration of Peter by simply saying, "Follow me." He didn't have to do that. He got Peter to express his love and dedication for Jesus. But then he said, "Peter, follow me." Folks, can I say tonight, in our lives, maybe we need to get out the old dictionary. Maybe we need to look up this word and have a deeper appreciation when you open your mouth and say, "I follow Christ." I'm not just walking behind him, I'm not just traveling in the same direction, but rather, I'm embracing some of these other explanations of the word "follow" in my relationship with my Savior. Be followers of Christ.